We're into it now, 2016. And in that year, 2016, God is shaping us. It's not going to look like 2016, but we're already into it, and there's some things that we might have to shift and change even while we're into it. What do we need to do to get prepared? Because 2016 is, God is calling us to make a difference in our communities. He's going to tell us about situations that we are already involved in. Maybe in our jobs, maybe in our relationships, that we're already involved in. He's going to give us insight of how to make a difference in that circumstance of life that you're in that sphere of influence that you have. If you're carrying him, he's there, so he's doing some things. And if we can pay attention to any little dream that we might have or inclination from the Lord, any word from the Lord, that he will teach us, he'll guide us and show us the things that we need to do. I believe that the Lord wants us to ask him, why am I here? What I mean by that is not why am I here in the world, why am I in the position that I am in? Business people, am I the best at this? Do other people look at me as a person who does my business according to the principles of the kingdom of God? Now, I wanted to share a little bit this morning concerning financial equity and spiritual equity. Financial equity, it's what you have left over. The assets are more than what you owe. Well, then you have financial equity. My definition of spiritual equity would be when you have been praying, when you have been faithful in prayer, in assembling ourselves together as a body of believers, you've been faithful in the word and giving through the good times, to do the right things, do the profitable things, to press into the things of the kingdom of God when things are going relatively good. As a church here, we try to, as a spiritual leaders here, we try to do everything we can to help you build up spiritual equity. We can't do it without your help. We said we have a Sunday school ministry. We have teachers that teach. We have a ministry center to teach. But we can't do anything about building spiritual equity in your children if they're not here. And you might say, well, Pastor, yeah, they come, but how diligently are you having them in Sunday school each week? We have one shot a week. We do whatever we can to build up spiritual equity. So it's so important to do your part. We try to get the message of Jesus out, the principles of the kingdom, so that you will be in a place of continually building up spiritual equity. We, as a group of believers, we serve Jesus who loves us all and takes us all as a part of the family of God. Therefore, if I'm going to get along with Jesus, I have to get along with Lorette. I have to. If I enjoy being with Jesus, I have to enjoy getting nurtured and so forth, ministered to from other people as well. When we do that, we begin to gain spiritual equity. When we begin to see each other. 1 Peter 5:1, the Bible says, the elders who are among you I exhort. I am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Verse 2, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but be examples to the flock of God. Verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to the elders. In other words, pay attention to the instruction that you're given. Now look at this next verse. Yes, all of you be submissive one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You see, you are not only supposed to submit to the elders, but there's also a submitting to you. You who see the eldership, you to see them as people who have the oversight of your spiritual condition, and the things that they are speaking to you are things that will help you grow spiritually. So you, Peter says, submit to that. Submit to that. And in the same way as the Apostle Paul said, follow me, imitate me as I follow Christ. If you see any one of us being an example that would not be in line with Christ, don't follow that part. Whatever you do, hopefully we will present ourselves before you as good examples before the Lord.